You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The new Browns Nike Summer Collection just arrived. And stop into the team shop, which is downtown, right in Cleveland, at First Energy Stadium, the home of the Browns, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week. Or you can do it online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com.
Jimmy, should I, as my gift to you as we start the 2014 season, would you home or away Manziel too? Which one would you like?
I've been thinking that over, Michael. I don't know.
Well, you let me know.
Yeah, okay. I'm
you let me over. Know because, you know, we'll have to convene on the sidelines with you and your Manziel jersey.
Yeah, right. Now, of course, next year we'll be looking, apparently, Michael, at new jerseys, right?
Yes.
They're going to go into a new look.
A new look.
All right. Joe Hayden was with the really big show this last Friday. Joe's just a great ambassador.
He really is.
I think that he feels this thing is going to turn. He got a great contract. Worthy? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I thought worthy.
Of course. Because
I don't think he wanted to fool with this thing.
No.
And say, all right, well, we're going to delay talks. I mean, I thought they got that thing done. As much as I thought they did a great job with Alex Mack and the transition tag, I think getting the Hayden thing done, signed, sealed, delivered, I think they'll get Cameron. You know, at some
smart
point.
Business
yeah,
move.
It's a good business
smart
moves.
On the organization's part. No question about it.
So Joe was as interested as we all were on the sidelines watching what the Browns did in the offseason. And, of course, it was startling to a guy like Joe Hayden and everybody else when the Browns made all those moves right after the Pittsburgh game last year. Mm-hmm. Chudzinski out weeks later, you know, Banner, Lombardi out. And then you're looking for a coach. And so Joe was asked on the Really Big Show, did he see it as positive as what the Browns did in the offseason with the coaching moves and really just changing the franchise?
I would say with this coach, it was a plus. And just as far as it was a lot going on, too. I mean, the coordinators, and I love our defensive coordinator, man. He's become the best, one of the best. And I like my position coach and just our room in general. I mean, it's kind of, I feel the change, and I really like our coaching staff.
Well, I think he would like to play for Mike Pettine. I think, he's his kind of player. And I like Jim O'Neill.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. And think about this now. And it's one of the huge reasons, Jimmy, that Justin Gilbert, that the Browns wanted this type of athlete with length. You're going to hear the term a lot, press man coverage, mm-hmm. where, you know, again, you're getting after the quarterback, with your front seven, maybe even eight, and you're asking your corners. They're literally out there on that island. You're mm-hmm. asking them to – there's no help over the top in a lot of instances, and this is something that Joe Hayden salivates over, Jim, to be able to play this style.
Yeah, he does, and I think that they're happy with this. Here's the thing, Michael, that I'm thinking about, though. On the other side of that, there's a possibility you're going to have Gilbert, or you could have Buster there, right.
Yeah.
But you're going to get a lot of business over there because Hayden's on the other side.
Yep.
So, and I think Mike Pettine put it pretty well one night when he was talking. He said, it's going to rain footballs on the other side. Yeah. So you're really going to have to be good over there. You know, you're going to get if it's Gilbert, he's going to get baptized very quickly mm-hmm. because you stay away from Hayden and then you go on the other side. There were days last year when people just stayed away from Hayden all day long.
No doubt.
And waited and went on the other side. Yeah. Not a complicated game at times.
Not at all. Yeah. But, I mean, I believe 11 interceptions his last 2 years at Oklahoma State. You know, one of the tops in the nation. A young man that is a ball hawk. Yeah. And, who knows? Can that transition to the NFL on the corner? We're going to find out.
All right. Then Joe talked about the Johnny Manziel factor. And, of course, on Mondays now every week, we talk about what Johnny did on the weekends. And is he a little bit tired? Is Joe tired or weary or worried about seeing Manziel on TMZ every Monday after he partied all weekend?
I could care less a little bit. I just really think Johnny needs to just, you know, maybe check his friends a little bit. Like, everybody's going to go out. Everybody's going to have a good time. But you got to make sure, like, when you're with your people, it just doesn't get out. He's going to have a good time. But a lot of the things he could be taken away from, like, just no, you need to have a phone valet. Tell your friend, put your phones away. We're going to go out and have a good time, but just don't record.
Well, that's very interesting,
that's
Jimmy.
I didn't think about it from that side.
Listen, I will say this. Yeah. It seemingly, all of the Twitter pictures and Instagrams we're seeing, vines of Johnny Manziel, he's not sending them out.
Yeah,
I mean, he's having his picture being taken. So gather up the boys and say, listen, we're going to have fun, but no pictures tweeted out. I don't need that.
All right, I want to ask you, because nobody was around LeBron as much as you were.
Well, first 4 years. Yeah, okay.
The first four years, which now he's very young.
He's 18 to 22 years old.
Now, that did not happen a lot with him.
No.
And was that him that made sure that didn't happen? Did he have, the four horsemen around him and say, they handled it very, very well.
Maverick Carter, Richie Paul, Randy Mims.
Right.
They handled it very, very well. Now, Jimmy, Twitter had not hit you. We're talking about 03 to 07, but, social media was there. And there were opportunities, of course, where people say, oh, there's LeBron and hanging out with all those guys. And not because they were very, very smart with how much, if any, and it wasn't a lot, that he was seen out on the road. They didn't do it often. They didn't do it much here.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I thought it was a very well-conceived, smart way to approach their business as young men.
And I have never seen him put in a bad light. And I mean, he's arguably the most famous athlete on the planet right now.
He is.
And yet he's never in that.
So what
position.
Are we saying here? There's a way to be smart about this and approach your notoriety.
Yeah, I agree with you, Michael. And I have to tell you, I know LeBron really likes Manziel.
He does.
And maybe it would be a great thing.
Maverick Carter is his representation on the marketing side.
Maybe they could teach him how to do this.
It shouldn't be that difficult. They've already done it.
Yeah.
They're still in the midst of doing it.
But Joe made a really good point. I mean, you just gather the group and say, hey, listen, we can have fun, but let's keep it here.
Let's make sure we keep our fun confined to us.
Yeah. Now, we, of course, go to the next point, and that is when he's off and when let Johnny be Johnny, when he's away from Berea, is everything okay? As long as when he's in Berea, he's really taking care of everything. Now, we've heard from Mike Pettine and I think from Kyle Shanahan that Johnny's in the playbook. Johnny's in the room watching the tape and things like that. But
they've said they're very pleased with for the first 4 weeks of how he conducted himself in this facility.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. And so from now, but that's the coaches. And of course, they're going to say that because they've got a lot invested in him and they have to really make sure that, they're shepherding him through this. But what about his teammates? So what about a guy like Joe Haden as he watches Manziel? Is he concerned or does he think that Johnny is taking care of his business, in the locker room, in this facility, getting his work done?
And when I see him in the locker room, he does what he has to do. He's in there on time. He's studying. He's getting better and better every OTA, every mini camp. But it's just the off the field stuff. I think a lot of it could be prevented. But, he's young, and nothing that he does out there is affecting what I see in him, his improvement on the football field.
Joe knows. I mean, let's be honest now. Joe went through this.
Yes, he did.
Joe went through this his first couple of years as a young and highly, highly visible,
very visible
young football player here with the Cleveland Browns. And, Jimmy, Joe and I have talked about this. I was hard on Joe, on shows and what have you, when he was suspended.
Yeah.
Because,
Joe, you are
the face, one of the faces of this football team. And, Joe, if it's stark reality or not, you got to understand that. This football team counts on you.
Yes.
Well, that happened. Jimmy, they were 0-5 in the games he missed.
In every one of those games, Michael, you could say, if Joe Haden was out there, that wouldn't have happened because people knew he wasn't there, and they went and they attacked them.
And you know what? And again, Joe and I have talked about this, Jim, now here, in our roles with the Browns. And you know what? He's sitting exactly right. He said, I know how I negatively impacted this organization and myself. And he said, it was stupid of me. And now I get it. Now I see it.
Michael, he cost himself an All-Pro earlier in his career.
Of course he did.
He totally did. And he came back, he cost the team games. There's no question. He cost himself money. He cost himself
The whole
elite status thing a little bit earlier than he's now gotten it. But I'll tell you what, he really grew up through it, and he's a totally changed
tremendous
guy.
Tremendous ambassador
really
for the NFL and this football team, and truly, truly grew from that mistake he made.
Now, he's also really into Cleveland.
No doubt.
I mean, there isn't an
Cavaliers event. Jerseys, Indians gear,
monsters,
yeah, gladiators, all of it.
There is not an event held in Cleveland that he's not either at. I mean, he was also with the Cavs. Was he a couple of times when they went for the lottery?
Oh yeah.
When they won the lottery, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's a big basketball fan. I also remember, Michael, I think the first night LeBron came back. I think Joe was one of the contingent, along with Josh Cribbs, Kozar, other
Bernie,
people.
Bernie, yes.
They filed all the Cleveland gear on.
Yeah,
and Joe was part of that.
Yep.
So Joe is a big basketball fan. He was a pretty good player, wasn't he?
Real good player. Yeah, well, he was an option quarterback, you know, in high school. and that's how he went to Urban Meyer, recruited him as an option QB, point guard on his basketball team.
Yeah. So he loves basketball.
He loves
the Cavaliers. So the draft is Thursday night. And again, guess what? They have the number one pick. Who would Joe like to see the Cavaliers take at number one on Thursday night?
I love Parker. I like him a whole lot. I like him too, but my thing is, you know, just being a fan. When I go to all those Cavs, I want to see Jabari just out there. You know what I'm saying? Handling the ball, shooting it up. You know,
yeah.
I really know that we need a big man. I mean, a big man it would be good to have, but you know, just me from the outside looking in, I want to see us have a score.
All right. Well, there it
Jabari
is.
Jabari Parker.
Okay. Well, we don't know that there were a lot of bad reports
coming
out of Jabari's workout.
Yeah, there were. It
and
seems
his,
like he's
what his intention
is he
was.
Trying to jerry-rig where he wants to be drafted? So you don't want to go number one overall.
So eat. Eat a lot and come in and mail it in.
Was that the Anthony Bennett philosophy last year? I don't know.
Boy, well, that's going to be fascinating.
It's all of that's going to be fascinating.
Huh?
Yes. No doubt about it. Well, you know, with this coaching move.
Yeah. The coaching move's fascinating. Let me just ask you this.
Way out of the box, right?
Way out of the box.
Yeah.
The 7-footer from Kansas, though,
yeah.
I want to ask you.
Yeah,
I mean, would you be worried? A bad back now and now a foot.
Jimmy, I am, because of what we know and what we've come to know about big men and injuries. It's just it's too risky.
Yeah.
Fabulous young talent. Only mm-hmm. played basketball for 4 years. Young man from Cameroon.
Right, yeah.
But I can't do it, Jim. I cannot do it in the situation this organization's in. Same thing we use for the Browns Dansby, Whitner. That's what I can't roll the dice like that.
Yeah.
Because you got to turn it. You got to turn it now.
Yeah. See, that's why the Gilbert pick was such a strong pick for the Browns, because it was
absolutely
it was a needy pick. I mean, you know, Sammy Watkins and all those guys were there, but I think Mike Pettine realized we have a huge problem. And it's on the other side of Joe Hayden. We have to stop people.
Yes, and Ray Farmer and his staff, I mean, of course, they're going to hold their cards close to the vest, but they had earmarked Justin mm-hmm. Gilbert as the guy that they had to have for Mike Pettine.
Right.
You just laid it out perfectly.
Yeah, you got
it. This is for Mike Pettine. Ray said that. Didn't he say it all along?
And Mike said it in his interview.
I got to have my players.
Yeah,
I got to have the players that can facilitate what we're trying to do here.
Yeah. Mike said it in his interview,
yes,
Michael.
He said,
when they analyze, okay, tell us what we have. He said, let me tell you what you don't have. You don't have a corner on the other side. You're playing guys out of position. Well, anyway, fun to check in with Joe Hayden. Joe is just the greatest.
He is good.
Huh? He's good on everything.
He's great. Again, his ambassadorship
and
the way he's presenting himself in this city, I mean, it's a stroke of genius. Now, keep playing at an all-pro status, and my goodness, going to blow up.
All right, Gerard Cherry's coming up on the show, and we will check in with him as we continue on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, here on ESPN 850 WKNR.